This is David Jenoetz. I'm your host for the weekly Reverse Speed Show. Welcome to my studio. Okay, today we're going to be playing some reversals this morning. I've got some reversals on therapy that I haven't played yet, so we're going to have a look at some of the applications of reverse speed therapy, which is, of course, the area where I use it the most. That's for most of my energy go on working on reverse speech in the therapeutic situation. I have a fairly active client base, and so that's my personal expertise on it. Okay, so now we've got a training class coming up in the next few weeks. So if anyone's interested in learning how to do reverse speech properly, we certainly invite you to take training. They're going to be held on the Sundays, starting 2 weeks from now, and this will train you all the way through to be a skilled and accurate reverse speech analyst, learning all the skills that you need. And it's of course in these times we need reverse speech more than anything else right now. So anyway, if you're interested in training, contact me after the show on my email address, backwoods@reversespeech.com, and I'll give you some more information. If you want to call in and speak to me during the show, the toll-free number to call in the United States is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944 is the toll-free number to call in and speak to us. Okay, all right. So let's have a look at some reversals, and these are just from my files, and they're all from various aspects of reverse speech. So some use as metaphors, some are straightforward reversals. So here we go. So let's run this one forward. Now this one, first one is a from a good friend of mine, actually, who was suffering from cancer, and so he is talking about it. Well, no, he's not. He'll try it now.
Prognosis for this one, it's so serious that, you know, they won't even tell me, you know, but I looked it up on the internet a little bit, 1 to 5 years maybe.
And this reversal says, I try to kill, I want it.
Not by the matter of money.
Yep, and there you go. So, and unfortunately, this man did die from his cancer. Very good friend of a friend of mine. I miss him a lot. And but there it is in his reversals. His reversals were, as you can see, were not conducive to his cancer being healed. All right, so here's another one. Let's run this one forwards.
We've just got to try. We've got a seminar that people have paid us to do in November that we're going to complete.
Yes.
And this reversal here,
Divine, I must serve you.
Says, Divine, I must serve you.
Divine, I must serve you.
Divine, I must serve you. Divine, I must serve you.
Yeah, he has got to look to the divine. Divine, I must serve you. Here, let's listen to the forwards again.
We've just got to try. We've got a seminar that people have paid us to do in November that we're going to complete.
Yes.
And so he's talking about his seminar. Divine, I must serve you.
Divine, I must serve you.
Divine, I must serve you. Divine, I must serve you.
Yeah, so there we go. So that's a good reverse on that one. All right, let's have a look at another one. Here we go.
Tell me some of the great things about your marriage.
It was just like there's a childlike innocence to it, you know?
And this one says, I serve you well. Yeah, there we go. That all speaks for itself. All right, let's run the next one.
Because that's the way I fluctuate around. Morning I was 19 and 10, I can go down to about 19 and 7, at which point it starts to go back up again, which is what is so frustrating.
Alright, this is a type of reversal I see too frequently. It says, made the muck up, we want it.
Made the muck up, we want it.
Made the muck up, we want it. Made the muck up, we want it.
Alright, okay, so this is her unconscious telling her that she wants this negative situation in her life. She has made it up. And we, or all parts of her, speak in unison, want this situation there. I find that so many times in working with clients is that you'll find reversals in their very first session tape that show that they want this problem, that they want this issue to be there, and it's serving some benefit for them. And you need to find out what the benefit is, and then try to overcome that. And that's a part of all my work in therapy, is looking at that factor. Okay, so let's have a look at another one, and here we go with the forwards.
All I know is that after I had that session with you on self-confidence, I just it was remarkable.
She's talking about a session on self-confidence and how remarkable it was. I'm back when she says, overcome and do it. There we go. The toll-free number once again, if you want to call in. I love getting your calls. I really enjoy it. It's 844-769-2944. Toll-free in the United States, 844-769-2944. All right, and here's the next one. Let's run this one forwards.
Have you heard of Zero Limits, the book on Zero Limits? Oh, supposed to be a real good healing book.
And this one says, send the worries, love.
And the worries, love.
There we go. Once again, that's another a sabotage. Send the worries. I want to be worried. I want to be upset. All right. So here's another one.
I'm on this farm alone, so I'd have to go out, you know.
And this reversal says, the house small enough.
The house small enough.
Okay, in reverse speech, house is a metaphor for the human mind. So I would say this man's thinking is small. His outlook is small. All right, so here's another one. Let's run this one forwards.
I've been doing hypnotherapy and regression on other people in the past. And to actually have it done, it's really nice. And I'm so susceptible to...
And this one says, the sun, he lives in my heart.
And the sun, he lives in my heart.
And the sun, he lives in my heart.
And the sun, he lives in my heart.
Yeah, it's a nice positive upbeat reversal. The sun, he lives in my heart. Yeah, that's what you want to see. All right, here's a reference to karma that comes up occasionally in reverse speech. Here we go.
Somehow, I've never been in a position where I've got all of this stuff and almost had no money, so that's why it sort of did stress me out a bit. But I'm cool now, man. I know I can do this and I'll do it.
And this one says, who'd want to believe the karma?
Who'd want to believe the karma?
Who'd want to believe the karma? Who'd want to believe the karma?
Yeah, well, who indeed would want to believe the karma? Karma. Oh, I subscribe to the view. Now, this is actually my own personal view, that karma is in this lifetime here. We have to live out the karma or reap the outcomes of the actions that we have sown. And so that's a very much a philosophy that I subscribe to in life. All right, so here's the next one.
And I said, well, you can't. Why don't you just get it for yourself, at least, while it's on offer? Well, she hasn't, and that speaks volumes to me, because it's like, well, why on earth wouldn't she? You know, that's ridiculous.
Right.
And this reversal simply says, she looks hurt now.
Yeah, she looks hurt now.
Oh, yeah, she looks hurt now.
Yeah, she looks hurt now. Yeah, she looks hurt now.
Talking about a friend of hers, and friend looks hurt now. She looks hurt now. All right, here's a strange reversal. I'm not really too sure what this one means, but let's play it anyway.
Right.
I even find that nowadays, if I sleep too much, not to that same extent. But I mean, you know, have weird dreams. And
this one says you must have a condom on.
You must have a condom on.
Wow.
You must have a condom on. You must have a condom on.
Well, I guess having a condom on is a good thing, but what it's doing in reverse speech, I must admit I'm not sure. Anyway, there we go. All right, next one along. Here's the Fords.
Definitely just pray and fast. As you know, I'm a Christian, and that's what I believe in the Bible. You know, we have to pray, have to fast, these things through. If Jesus is the Son of God, which he is, and I believe he is, and he was praying, he was fasting.
All right, now this reversal tends to challenge this man's faith a little bit. It says, your faith won't seal that.
Your faith won't seal that. Your faith won't seal that.
Yeah, so he's talking Forbes about his Christian faith. Let's run it Forbes again.
Definitely just pray and fast. As you know, I'm a Christian, and that's what I believe in the Bible. You know, we have to pray, have to fast, these things through. If Jesus is the Son of God, which he is, and I believe he is, and he was praying, he was fasting.
Huh, and your faith won't seal that.
Your faith won't seal that. Your faith won't seal that. Your faith won't seal that.
Yeah, well, there we go. Okay. All right. Let's have a look at another one here. Here we go.
I was sitting down the other day, and actually with the friend I mentioned who suffers from depression. I mean, I probably suffer from depression too, but he's been diagnosed as suffering from depression.
Right.
That's the distinction I make. And he was quite down and talked to me about it, and that just brought me way down.
And this one says, and God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
Yeah, that's almost the opposite of the reversal I just played, isn't it? This man's talking about depression, but God lives. He's a wisdom shepherd. God is in my soul. He is giving me wisdom. All right, here's another woman who was talking about some food poisoning she got.
This is, anyway, I ate some biscuit one day, which I don't normally ever do, and I had, I can't think what else I had now.
This one says, ate sickness.
Ate sickness. Ate sickness. Ate sickness.
Yeah, so just speaks for itself. She ate sickness. All right, okay. So let's have a look at another one here. Let's run this one forwards.
And it allows me to do other things. And now that I've got this nice little balance where I work 3 days a week normally, and I have 4 days off, so I can pursue either the art or the whale watching or whatever else.
And this one says, deal with sad youth.
Deal with sad youth.
Deal with sad youth. Deal with sad youth.
And that's an instruction from her reversals, telling us that we have to work with her youth, or something that has happened to her in her youth. Alright, here's a man who's talking about his travels.
Because KLM flies Bangkok to Amsterdam, and then Amsterdam straight to Peru.
Oh, wow.
And then, so it's a direct flight. I don't have to do any stopovers or anything.
And this one says Dolph, and his name was Dolph. Dolph, go with the sauce.
Dolph, Gerrit Disnursen.
Dolph, Gerrit Disnursen. Dolph, Gerrit Disnursen.
So that is a message from his spirit, using his name, addressing him personally, saying to follow the source that he needs to follow. Okay? So, all right. Let's look at the next one. Here we go.
I had a thought last night whether that was connected to my worthiness.
Right.
You know, like the value of myself. I wonder if they actually connected in somehow.
This one says, I will force some free love with our son.
Well, for example, you are with our son.
Nice and clear too. Oh, you may notice that a lot of these verses I'm playing are metaphorical or archetypal in nature, and that's very true when you are looking at reverse speech in session work, is that the information comes in the form of metaphor, and that's how the unconscious communicates its deep structural patterns through the use of metaphor and archetype. So you get a lot of metaphorical archetype reversal when dealing with those type of situations. All right, okay. So let's look at the next reversal here. Here we go.
And I was just really surprised where that came from, and that I even allowed him to even get back into my head like that. I was shocked.
She's talking about a man who got back to her head. She says backwards, make him abuse me.
Make him abuse me.
Yeah, so there's a woman who's looking for some abuse and harm in her life. All right, here we have another reversal.
Well, if it escalates too much, then it brings on a schizophrenia and I can't do much about it because everything's so irrational.
And that's an interesting reverse. This is a woman who's suffering from schizophrenia, and she had a remarkable reduction in her symptoms after her session work. Reversal says, Mummy's mark on it.
Mummy's mark on it.
Mummy's mark on it. Mummy's mark on it.
And that tells us that part of her schizophrenia has come from her mother. Okay? So we need to do some work on that aspect of her life. All right, here we have another reversal. That's one of this one for you. You notice these are a combination of metaphors and straightforward English reversals. And I've been gradually taking you deeper and deeper in the radio shows. We spent three shows looking at metaphors and archetypes. Now we're just looking at session work. Here we go.
I'm not sure what happens when you pass. You know, I've had out-of-body experiences at Monroe Institute. I've been there a few times.
And this one says, now be friend with delicious whirlwind.
Now be sure in the delicious whirlwind.
Now be sure in the delicious whirlwind.
Yeah, there we go. It's a nice, simple reversal. Now, his friend was delicious whirlwind. His energy, his life force. All right, let's have a look at this next one. So what did you think of all the reversals, first off?
Very interesting. I guess the ones that stuck in my mind was the far thin.
And this reversal says, our mummy cuts us now.
Our mummy cuts us now.
Our mummy cuts us now. Our mummy cuts us now.
And then she talks about her mum and forwards a little way later.
Because it's like, wait there, I'm actually okay, you're a bit nutty, mum.
She says, I'm actually okay, you're a bit nutty, mum. And then that comes up in the reversal, our mummy cuts us now.
Our mummy cuts us now.
Yeah, so there we go. Alright, let us have a look and see what we're going to look at next. Okay, here's a reversal. Let's run this one.
And I think if I do that, more energy will flow in. I think it's also...
This one says, pet a wolf.
Pet a wolf.
Pet a wolf.
Pet a wolf.
That's wolf, a common metaphor of all. I'll hear it practically every tape I do with my clients. It's our motivation, our drive, our strength, and pet a wolf. Become friends with her wolf. Look after her wolf. And as you become friends with that side of your psyche, you'll get more confidence and strength around you. All right, here's a nice reversal from a client. Let's run this one forwards.
I want to do them better, and they were just print.
I was happy to grab one.
I have it there. I'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. And
this one says, "Please to be your friend."
Please to be your friend. Please to be your friend. Please to be your friend.
Yeah, nice little reversal. That's the sort of reversal you want working with your clients. We want them to be friends and to have a good, solid connection. Okay. Alright, so let us think. I've got time for one more before the break. We'll see if we can squeeze one in.
Being able to use it to some sort of advantage, whether to my own or to other people's. Be financially secure, whether anything I need to do in my life and the family that I have later on.
And this one says, this is therapy.
This is therapy.
Yeah, that's speaks for itself, doesn't it? This is therapy, and that's what she's going through. She's going through the therapeutic process of reverse speech. Okay, let us have a look at the next one here. See if we can squeeze this one before the break. Not too bad. Okay.
So lifetime after lifetime goes on and on and on, accumulate so much of this, and then that final lifetime when you have to take that restful, peaceful death.
This one says, "Will my soul laugh ever?"
Nil my soul laugh ever. Nil my soul laugh ever.
Are you frustrated?
Nil my soul laugh ever.
Yeah, well, there we go. He's talking about living from lifetime to lifetime. Will his soul laugh ever? Will he have fun with his soul, I guess? So he's contemplating his future there. All right, I think we're on a break. Be back right after this.
Well, above it. You, yes, you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. Many of you know that David John Oates' reverse speech has been scoring some huge breakthrough successes lately. The JFK assassination program with Jim Mars and yours truly is being heralded as the best in David's remarkable 33-year career. His recent outing of RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as a political conspirator was confirmed in the mainstream news only a week after his reversals were released. Of course, the amazing successes of David's one-on-one therapeutic practice go virtually unnoticed, and those are often the greatest successes of all. Despite these stunning achievements, reverse speech needs many more analyst practitioners. If you are a psychologist or a therapist, for example, there is no more powerful tool than using reverse speech in your practice. There is a rare opportunity coming up for you, as David has scheduled a new reverse speech training course beginning Sunday, June the 19th, 2016. There will be 12 classes altogether, all held online for 3 hours each, every 2 weeks. If you've been fascinated by reverse speech and would like to become an analyst practitioner for any reason, now is your chance to enroll and prepare to enter the world of the subconscious truth of all those around you. Call 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Or email backwards at reversespeech.com.
Okay, we are back. This is David John Oates. You are listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. If you want to call in and speak to me, I'd love to get your phone calls. The toll-free number in the United States is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. My guest in the second hour will be reverse speech practitioner, Senzeni Steingruber. And she'll be talking about some of her experiences with reverse speech in the journey she has been on to become a student and a practitioner, and now she's training to become a trainer. So she will be on in the second hour. All right, let's just play that last reversal I played before the break, because we lost some of it. So here's the forwards.
So lifetime after lifetime goes on and on and on, accumulate so much of this, and then that final lifetime when you have to take that restful, peaceful death.
This verse says, "Will my soul laugh ever?"
Will my soul laugh ever?
Oh, it's a bit sad, that reversal, isn't it? Will his soul ever laugh? I certainly hope it does laugh. That is what life is all about, is not laughter. Okay, all right. So let's have a look at next reversal. Here we go. Oh, this is a client talking about session. Talking about reverse speech.
You just learned from reverse speech that there's different categories, and when we said before that, you know, you said that if you take a cursory glance, and otherwise it's just your own stuff. I realised it was all, the whole thing was their own stuff. They didn't have any checks and balances and validity factors and anything. They just make it up.
This verse says, God's nourished this soul.
God's nourished this soul.
It's actually his soul, not this soul. Let's play it again. God's nourished his soul.
God's nourished his soul.
Yeah, it's nice to think God has nourished his soul. Alright. Okay, here's another woman, another client. He's looking for a new beginning.
Keeping it back.
Yeah. But I don't know how to get rid of it. You know?
Tough one.
It's really tough. It's like this. It's like having a security blanket.
This one says, have a new egg in the hand.
Have a new egg in the hand.
Have a new egg in the hand. Have a new egg in the hand.
Yeah, in other words, a new beginning, a new start, a new egg. You think of an egg as a new beginning or a new start. That's what this woman wants. All right, here we have another one.
A lot of changes along the way, developing that sort of thing. And I think it's probably something that, you know, it's happened over a little while, and it'll take a little while to really put it back on track.
This verse says, here there was soul.
Here there was soul.
Here there was soul. Here there was soul.
Yeah, there we go. And of course, at the spirit reversal, we've actually spent a whole show playing spiritual type reversals or reversals about the soul. They're very common in reverse speech. A lot of reverse speech is very spiritual in nature, discussing matters of the soul and spirituality. So another very, very fascinating aspect of reverse speech. And reverse speech touches into all of the psyche, all of what we are. The soul, of course, being one of them. All right, okay, let us... here's a funny one. This is a woman who's talking about dating a younger man.
Beautiful, and I have a lot of knowledge, and he's just blue. You know, he said he's so surprised that there aren't a bunch of men lining up, when I said, well, there could be.
This one simply says he's wanting old pussy.
He's wanting old pussy.
He's wanting old pussy. He's wanting old pussy.
Okay, she's talking about a younger man. I'll let you digest that one and decide what you want to think about that one. Okay, let's run another one. Here we go.
Right. Here I was the CEO of Action in New South Wales, so... Obviously, again, in the administration, and certainly the...
And this one says, hey, you see, it's a worry.
Where are you, it's a worry.
And he's talking about his work, I think. Let's just run the folds again.
Right. Here I was the CEO of Action in New South Wales, so... Obviously, again, in the administration, and certainly the...
And hey, you see, it's a worry.
Where are you, it's a worry.
Yeah, okay, well, that means there's some worries at his work that he needs to work on. So, all right, next one along. Here we go.
In the dialogue... you just said, you shouldn't have said, you asked me that this is affecting you, isn't it?
And this reversal simply says, I am sorry.
I am sorry.
I am sorry. I am sorry.
Okay, all right. So, let's move on down. The next one here we go.
That I wasn't happy about my parents still being stuck in the muck.
Right.
Remember, and they sort of disappeared up in the whirlwind.
Yep.
And whilst I'm not upset about it, I'm not, you know, I just thought, oh, they're still in it. And off they went.
No, we already taught. This verse says, I bless spot on my soul.
I bless spot on my soul.
I have a spot on my soul.
Yeah, okay, so that's another issue, it's another spiritual issue that needs to be worked on in session work. And this is just one of the fantastic things about reverse speech, is that it can get right down to the source of the problems and issues and tell you many times exactly what you need to work on. And that therapeutic situation, I'm sure you would agree, is quite an amazing breakthrough or resource to actually hear the unconscious and have the unconscious tell you what you need to work on. One of the great things about reverse speech session work. All right, here we have another one. Let's run this one forwards.
And he'll either refuse to hear it and insist I'm wrong and say, up yours and walk away. Or he'll hear it, realise I'm right, and be so hurt and embarrassed, he'll walk away anyway.
This verse says, I hurt him.
I hurt him.
Yeah, well, that's nice and clear, isn't it? Yeah, let's turn the whole lot backwards. See if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. And you hear how that just jumps out there? That's a classic reverse speech. You'll be running the tape back with you, a bit of gibberish, and then suddenly, whang, right out of the gibberish, you'll hear this really clear phrase. Let's run that again for you. There it is. There. I heard him jump right out of the gibberish. Yeah, so very typical of reverse speech to jump right out of it like that. Okay, here's another one.
Say?
I don't know. I just could ramble on about what was going on all back then if you wanted me to.
Just tell me a couple more stories.
This one says, I know it's a world of heaven.
I know it's a world of heaven.
All right, very nice reversal. He's talking about in the forward some aspect in his past. And I know it's a world of heaven. His past was not too bad, is what that reversal tells me. And heaven is another common metaphor that I will hear in reverse speech. All right, next one along.
Right.
And he left when I was about 11. And then from 11 to 15, I had a drunk and abusive stepfather.
This one says, I was the one who fell.
I was the one who fell.
Yeah, there we go. I was the one who fell. All right, she's had some issues in her life that we need to work on. All right, here's another one.
I know, that's the thing that, you know, I raised with all the Catholic brainwashing, you shouldn't separate. I mean, I should have been separated with him as soon as we got married. I mean, it's so wonderful now, but...
This verse says, in a dream, I can sense that fate.
In a dream, I can sense that fate.
Okay, in a dream, in my dream world, in my unconscious, I can see what is happening to me. And we've talked about that in past shows, how reverse speech can reveal intuitions or insights into your future. Okay. So, here we have another one.
That metaphor, what does the word metaphor mean? I think I know what it means. It's a picture or a thing that means something else.
And this one says it must name the myth.
It must name the myth.
Yeah, and that's what the metaphors are. They're mythologies or myths inside the unconscious. The unconscious thinks in mythology or metaphor. Yeah, let's run this whole on backwards too, and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. And there it is, right at the very beginning there. Do it again. And jumping straight out of the gibberish. And if you want to learn how to find these genuine reversals and make a real difference in the world, take my upcoming training class starting June 19th. Should be a great class. I only started advertising it last week, and we have 7 students signed up already. It would be great to have 20 or 30 students in the class, and we can really start to make an impact out there with reverse speech. Been said I need to clone myself. Well, the only way I know how to clone myself is to train others how to do reverse speech. So if you want to take training, email me, backwards@reversespeech.com. All right, so we've just played the verse, it must name the myth. Now here's another one.
I'm actually really setting it up all the time.
Setting what up?
That it gets confirmed.
That your soul is damned?
Yeah.
How?
Well, I'm just in my actions, in my...
This one says, it's in my soul.
It's not my soul.
You can hear the emotions in that. She's almost crying. And that's thrown the whole lot backwards.
Yeah, I'm looking at not my fault.
Right.
And once again, you can hear how that jumps up out of the gibberish. Very typical of genuine speech reversals to jump out like that. Do it again.
Yeah, I'm looking at not my fault.
Right.
And you can hear it almost crying forwards. It's in my soul. This is an issue that she needs to work on. All right, now here's a woman who's talking about a relationship breakup and how a week after they broke up, her partner was with a new partner, her old partner.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, I was fairly hurt by that.
I can imagine. That's moving very quickly. Wow. Well,
sort of like, did I mean so little that I'm replaced within a week of leaving? Pretty incredible.
This one says, naughty girl lost it all.
Naughty girl lost
it all.
Naughty girl lost
it all.
Naughty girl lost it all.
This one gets back to her childhood. She has learnt at some stage that she is naughty and she loses everything that she has. And so that's a clearly a reversal we need to work on. All right, here we have another client.
Changes that I've noticed are that I focus more on myself now and I talk how I feel and not try to hide and cover things up.
And this one says, on my power.
On my power.
On my power. On my power.
Yeah, so there we go. Turn on or access her inner power. That's the sort of reversal we want to hear. Here we have another one.
You know, the chances have seemed to help. I've been very surprised at how well that they have helped me.
Yeah, no, they work very well. They're quite amazing.
I didn't even think that they would, but they really have been.
And this is her talking about the success of the trances or the metawalks. And the verse is, go with the gift.
Go with the gift.
Go with the gift. No,
and of course the gift was the metaphors, was the trance work. Yeah, listen to the fours again.
You know, the trances have seemed to help. I've been very surprised at how well that they have helped me.
Yeah, they work very well. They're quite amazing.
I didn't even think that they would, but they really have been.
And this is go with the gift.
Go with the gift.
Go with the gift. No,
yeah, there we go. And alright, so next one along here. This is actually segments from the tapes I make after the metawalk. So they're talking about what they're seeing as a result of the metaphor journeys in these recordings.
I don't know, I guess in my mind way I'm looking at, because I haven't seen the results of it, I'm thinking, it's sort of like taking a chance.
This reversal says, I have potential now.
I have a male.
Yeah, that's the sort of reversal you want to hear after the metawalks. I have potential now. Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards here at amongst the gibberish.
No, I think it's just elbows.
There it is right there, jumping up out of the gibberish. Let's do it again. Right there amongst the gibberish. I have potential now. Okay, here we have another one following the metawalks.
The first one I found very easy. The second one was a little bit more complex, so I'm not sure I visualise every single part as clearly as I did the first time.
This one says, surf with bigger belief.
Surf with bigger belief.
Surf with bigger belief. Surf with bigger belief.
Yeah, surf with bigger belief. Move or flow forwards with bigger belief and confidence. And once again, let's run the whole lot backwards and you'll hear it amongst the gibberish. There was one very right at the very beginning. Do it again. Yeah, and once again you can hear how these backward messages just come up out of the gibberish. Alright, next one along.
So perhaps we finally sorted her out. Who knows?
And this verse says, this source healing.
This source healing.
This source healing. This source healing.
Yeah, so it's telling us we're having success in the work that we're doing. And let's run this whole lot backwards.
But
oh, no, that's a tight one. It runs straight into gibberish. It doesn't have a clear distinction at the end. That's rare. Normally it does have a clear distinction at the end, but this one's running straight into gibberish. Here, listen again. This source healing. Now you can hear there's a definite shift in tonality when it goes into the gibberish, but it's a very short break. You can hear how the tone of the gibberish increases quite dramatically. Alright, here's a rather concerning reversal I found on a client.
You're trying to tell, it's going its own way. It hasn't got the message that you don't need it to keep doing this.
Oh, I see.
And this reversal says, send your dick within daddy.
Send your dick within daddy.
Send your dick within daddy. Send your dick within daddy.
Yeah. Not a good reversal at all. Obviously, some memories of past abuse. Point to. All right, next one along.
Well, I never knew what was wrong with me for a start, right. Exactly. But I knew there was a sense of confusion and not a proper sense of self.
And this one says, "This mess worthy."
This mess is worthy.
This mess is worthy. Sorry.
This mess is worthy.
This necessary.
And let's run the whole lot backwards, and you should better hear that amongst the gibberish, okay? There it is, right amongst the gibberish, right there. We'll run it again. Right amongst the gibberish there. You know, it's funny, I get feedback every now and then. People say, people think, look, he's obviously altering the tapes because, I mean, these things are so clear. How can that occur backwards in speed? So they think it's a trick. And so they'll take my information and I've got the phone going in the background here. I'll have to answer that. So we'll have to cut that off. Okay, so... they'll go home and they will listen to the soundtracks and reverse it for themselves and find that reversal does indeed exist. So there we go. All right, so let's move along and play the next reversal here. And this is a woman who was suffering from asthma.
He's left it in there. I have a stuffed towel under the... door to keep the mold smells from coming out.
And this reversal says, under the floor, pus in my head.
Under the floor, pus in my head.
Alright, so it's a very interesting story around this case. This woman had a severe case of asthma. And as a result of this reversal, the husband went and looked under the floorboards of the house and found 18 inches of mold growing under the entire house. So the reversal had been able to pinpoint the cause, or one of the causes, of her asthma, which is under the floor, pus in my head. Under the floor, there's mold that's causing me problems. And reverse sweeps will do that very often, pinpoint a precise reason or cause for current behavioural difficulties, and, which is just an amazing aspect of reverse speech. I've been using reverse speech and session work for 30 years now. I actually just wrote a new article on it, on how the whole process works. If you go to the reverse speech website, reversespeech.com, and look on the blog post down the bottom of the main page, you'll see an article on reverse speech session work. All right, folks, we're going to go to our top of the hour break, and I'll be back right after this with my guest, Jenny Seidrig.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network. Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
The world is changing, and not for the better. You need to get ready, and soon. Get ready with ReadySupplyFoods.com. Ready with GMO-free 25-year food. Ready with the most calories per dollar of any storage food. In an emergency, calories mean survival. The USDA recommends a 2,000-calorie daily diet. At that rate, most other 30-day kits won't even last you 2 weeks. You need to get the most nutrition for your dollar, and ReadySupplyFoods.com sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Ready Supply Foods doesn't sell empty calories in the form of sugary drinks and desserts. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. Ready Supply Foods is the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com to see a comparison of the leading companies. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rents.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine. And with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rents.com.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website RoyalVelvetNow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Did you know the Earth's natural magnetic field has declined 90%, vanished over the last 4,000 years? We know that the human body repairs and rejuvenates itself during sleep, but without a normal negative polarity magnetic field around us, rejuvenation simply cannot happen properly. The ingenious Magnetico Sleep Pad restores the Earth's lost magnetic field, enabling us to sleep far better each night and regain maximum health. This negative polarity pad is so powerful, you place it under your mattress pad on top of the box spring. I've slept on a Magnetico sleep pad for over 25 years and owe a great portion of my ability to work hard to the physical rejuvenation I receive each and every night from the powerful magnetic field I sleep in. Visit MagneticoSleep.com and watch inventor Dr. Dean Bonley explain it all to you. That's MagneticoSleep.com.